在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is the 29th of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Spain. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you all kinds of English to wake up your language learning skills. Spain, beginners. We continue our study of different countries of the world with Spain. This fascinating country makes up most of the Iberian Peninsula that forms the southwestern tip of Europe. Portugal is on its west.And France is on its northeastern border. Though Spain is famous for its beaches along its three coasts, the rest of the land is very varied. More than half of the land is hot and dry in the central region called the Meseta. It is surrounded by several mountain ranges, from which come three very important rivers, the Tagus, the Douro, and the Guadiana.This country has many mountainous areas, from the Pyrenees in the north, the Sierra Morena, and the Sierra Nevada, with its highest mountain, Mulhacén, at about 3,500 meters. About one-tenth of Spain is heavily forested. These areas are found in the north, where it is wetter. Farming and crop growing are therefore mainly found in the north.Spain is one of Europe's biggest producers of wine. Other major industries are car manufacturing, steel making, ship building, chemical manufacturing, and fishing. Advanced. The history of Spain is no less varied than its geography. Its position on the map has made it vulnerable over the centuries to invasion.The Romans first subdued Spain in the 3rd century BC. It remained a colony until, during the 5th century AD, the Visigoths, or Germanic tribe, from the north claimed Spain. During this time, Spain was Christianized. In 711, the Moors invaded from Africa and established an Islamic civilization,that lasted 6 centuries. In the 9th century, invaders from the north started the process of expelling the Moors, which was completed in 1492, when the royals, Ferdinand and Isabella from the north, unified Spain as a Catholic country. That same year, Columbus, under Spanish sponsorship, reached the New World.Spain conquered much of Central and South America and other parts of the world, gained great wealth, and became a superpower. This ended at the Battle of the Armada against England. For the past 200 years, Spain has gone through tremendous changes. Wars with France and the United States, loss of colonies, removal of the royal family,Civil War, a fascist dictatorship, and finally the reinstating of the royal family and the establishment of a parliamentary democracy in 1978. Phew, that is a lot of history in a couple of paragraphs. The Spaniards are known for their friendship, warmth, great food, and love of life, art, and music. Their historical turmoils,and all the cultural influence they have had, have produced a rich and colourful national culture. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry that this podcast is a little bit late. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or you can click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. Please drop me a line, let me know what you think.Give me some suggestions. I would love to hear from you, and I promise to write back. At acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Thanks so much, and until next time, goodbye.